feedback loop for hypnagogia. Step one, lie or sit back and relax your body and mind as much as possible. Two, with your eyes closed, let your mind drift, but don't fall asleep. You're waiting for something, an image, an idea, a hazy memory, perhaps a distant sound. You might imagine it as much as see, hear, or feel it. Allow your waking, rational mind to loosen its hold on your experience. Open yourself to whatever arrives. Three, eventually something will appear. It might just be a little visual glimmer or a drifty thought. Maybe it's a slight tone or distant voices or an unfamiliar emotion. Whatever it is, once it's in your mind, breathe slowly and softly into it, allowing it to take shape, to move and shift on its own. Four, use your exhale to relax your body even further. As you breathe out, imagine you're animating whatever it is that you're perceiving, like watering a plant with your attention. The exhale removes tension and energy from your mind and body and transfers it to the hypnagogic dream that's taking shape. Five, if you start to fall fully asleep, sharpen your consciousness. The trick is to do it only slightly, so you don't wake up completely. Try paying a little more attention to the act of paying attention. Six, as you breathe your energy into the dream, hypnagogia will become easier to perceive. Especially at first, your hypnagogic dream may be simply moving points of light or color, faces turning toward you, or flashes of thought that shift into dream. The phenomena may also end quickly. But over time, this exercise will help you enter hypnagogia more easily and stay there for long periods of time.